Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you will find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you will find our discussion empowering.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast. I'm Danielle Vincent, and today I'm joined by my colleagues, Kathleen and Hannah. Hi, both.
Morning.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, listeners.
So today we are going to be talking about a storyline that's coming up with EastEnders regarding sexual assault of one of the characters, Yolanda Truman, by a pastor, Clayton. But before we get into this, I just want to give a trigger warning that we will be talking about sexual assault, sexual abuse, abuse in religion. So if this is going to be triggering, please do turn off and join us at a later date. So Hannah, you came up with doing a podcast about this storyline. So do you want to give us a quick overview of what's going to be happening?
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Danny. So as you mentioned, this is a podcast about the storyline that's featuring in EastEnders. So EastEnders have been working with charities End Violence Against Women Coalition and Hourglass, who are a charity that specialises in supporting older people at risk of abuse, on this storyline. And as you mentioned, it focuses on the character Yolanda Truman, who is an older lady in the soap. And the chief focus will be on an hour-long special that's due to air on the 17th of April, which is a Wednesday. And so this storyline follows a sexual abuse storyline of an older lady. It's already aired some quite uncomfortable scenes, and it's basically building up to a sexual assault that's going to happen. And I think what's really important about this storyline is it's basically bringing to light that sexual abuse can happen to women of any age. I think there is typically a common misconception that only younger women are raped and sexually assaulted, but really women can experience rape and sexual abuse at any time in their life. And it's something that really isn't spoken about a lot. And it does need to be, you know, brought to light, really, so we can support people and break the taboo.
And it's important in this case as well. It's going to be a person in a position of trust, which again, we often experience in our caseloads, this sort of scenario, which I'm sure is then going to, as you say, make it difficult. We'll see the difficulty of her coming forward, perhaps, and processing it and disclosing.
Yeah, so I think in this particular storyline, it's a pastor. So this is someone she sees daily. And I think what we've seen so far in the soap is a build up of his behaviour. She was close friends with him. I think she trusts him and she confides in him a lot. And that's what's quite important about this storyline is we see the build up of sexualized behavior, and you see the character questioning this as it progresses, which is often what we see in real life.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to consider and see how the storyline plays out, whether they'll also be looking at the issue of spiritual abuse, which is a kind of growing issue that we're talking a lot about in this arena, in that he's abused his position as a pastor, as a kind of faith leader, in order to perpetrate abuse upon her, and whether there's a spiritual aspect to that abuse, I think will be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I agree. It's normally, EastEnders has tackled a number of sexual abuse and assault type claims over the years, and they really normally do their homework as well. And as the note that will go out with this podcast states, you know, they've took some guidance from different organisations in regards to this, and SARSAS has also been supporting this, haven't they?
Yeah, so they've clearly been working with some of the leading charities in this area. So they're definitely portraying this in the most accurate and sensitive way that they can, which is obviously really important when we're showing programs, to make sure they're accurate and, you know, shown in that way. Yeah, there was a report that was produced by SARSAS, the Chilling Silence Report, which was a regional project to raise awareness and build knowledge around the issue of sexual violence against older women. So it's really nice to see that, you know, this has been featured in the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to highlight some of the key findings of that report, particularly in relation to ageism and rape myths and stereotypes in sexual violence awareness campaigns that tend to feature rape victims as young white women who are recent victims. And in fact, that fails to encompass lots of women who experience sexual violence and sexual assault, particularly as we're focused in on this podcast, older women who have experienced sexual assault.
Absolutely. But I think you're right, Kathleen, how this will now, because normally storylines of this sort of nature, they run for a long period of time. There's a lot of build up, and how it will progress, as you say, whether other things such as spiritual abuse will be covered by it, because, you know, it's a key area that will be missed if it's not.
Yeah, particularly as the storyline seems to indicate that they're going to be showing flashback accounts of other women who had also been sexually assaulted. I mean, you know, we know from our own work that this is the type of scenario that we see all the time and, you know, has been in headlines recently about Mike Pilavachi from Soul Survivor, which is part of the Church of England, and, you know, a trusted pastor who then abused his position. So I think it will be great if they do kind of carry the storyline on beyond one episode to also consider that issue.
Yeah, and hopefully this will have a really positive impact on victims who maybe are older women, because as part of the Chilling Silence report, it did find that one reason why a lot of older women don't come forward is because they don't think their abuse is serious enough. There's a lot of societal and cultural factors to this. A lot of older women tend to, this is found in part of the research, have this feeling that back then, you know, in the olden days sort of thing, sexual violence was downplayed and normalized. So now they don't feel as though they can come forward. And hopefully this will encourage people who are victims to speak up and come forward and seek that support.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's always the hope with any type of program, whether it's a kind of documentary type of program or a fictionalized show like this, where it's detailing something that does happen in real life, is hopefully reaching victims and survivors and giving them the positive impetus to come forward and report their own experience. It's really given me food for thought, to be honest, on a personal level, just thinking about, you know, older women as victims and what kind of outreach is being made to them, and what kind of outreach could we be doing to them? Because as you pointed out, Hannah, from the statistics, you know, the barriers to them coming forward are different than potentially for other victims and survivors, given that, you know, it would have been normalized what they experienced.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree, Kathleen. I definitely have had the same thoughts doing, as part of doing this research. It's definitely something to think about for sure.
Well, the good thing about this being on a mainstream TV program is that, especially when I was younger, you sit down with your family to watch the soaps. And as Kathleen and I discussed recently on the other podcast we did on Hollyoaks sibling abuse, you know, this is going to start conversations within the family, you know, over tea while you're watching a soap in the evening. And anything that starts the conversation and raising awareness has just got to be a positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I commend EastEnders and similarly Hollyoaks for running the storyline about sibling sexual abuse, for raising, for, you know, being willing to take on these types of subjects, because I, you know, I think they are difficult and not every kind of evening soap opera wants to take on these difficult topics.
No, I'm sure they'll have complaints to Ofcom because people don't like to watch things that make them feel uncomfortable. But it's only with this uncomfortable sort of situations that the conversations start, as we've seen in all other areas that when we've, you know, seen people, you know, discuss abuse and then other people always come forward. We've seen it in lots of areas that we work in. So conversation starters are always, I think, a fantastic approach.
Yeah, I completely agree. And maybe this is something we can revisit in future, you know, following the storyline. And I think it's a really important subject that needs to be spoken about more.
Yeah. And you're right to say there's a number of sexual abuse centres. If any listeners want to have a look, if you go on to Rape Crisis England and Wales, that actually specialise in specific products, specific programmes in regards to sexual abuse of somebody who's perhaps slightly older than the demographic that we think about being sexually assaulted. So there is support out there as well, in specialist groups.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd really encourage anyone to come forward and see that support if they're thinking about it.
Absolutely. And equally, I think if anybody is listening to this and thinks, you know, they had an experience when they were younger, I think it's important to point out the demographic that they're looking at. And the Chilling Silence report is 55 and over, which frankly, from where I sit in my age is not, it's not that old.
Cool.
You know, had an experience when they were younger that they feel, you know, is always nagged at them or they felt uncomfortable about, but they've just kind of pushed it away or thought, oh, that's what the way it was back then. Certainly to get in touch with us, we're more than happy always to just have a chat about what somebody has experienced and give them some advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you, Hannah, so much for doing research on this and bringing this to our attention, because I think it's a really, really interesting area of abuse that I don't think a lot of people have really considered, the demographic of older women and the barriers they face in coming forward.
So thank you, listeners. If anybody has any questions or any suggestions for future podcasts, then by all means, please do get in touch with us. And the things that we've talked about will also go out in the blog so that there'll be links to the specifics if you want to reach out to any of those organizations. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.